This is Amarins.
Hey Arthur, this is Tom, aka the Ramble Redhead. Just want to let you know that I listened to episode 46 and almost done with episode 47. And I just want to let you know, first of all, I'm really glad that you got the comment line, because then as I listen to them, I can do what I'm doing right now and leave you a comment. I just want to let you know that I thought it was really great that you talked about the being able to vote even though you live in New Zealand, and I thought that was really interesting. And it also just shows you the type of person that you are, and that I just wish that we had more people that were actually as dedicated to vote as you are, that actually, you know, still live in the United States. It's just really sad, the number and the percentage of people that are registered and then the number that actually vote, and how they always say that one vote does matter, and the truth is that if more of these people voted, we wouldn't have been dealing with the last 8 years of bullshit from Mr. Bush. But I just wanted to tell you that I thought it was really, really good, and again, I'm glad that you are continuing the show, and I know you've said it on the last episodes, but I wanted to, you know, give you my 2 cents as well. And also, I wanted to thank you for the little shout-out on the show. And then also, I'm really looking forward to the next episode where you talk to Tim and Eric and all the others regarding being Preacher Son. So I just want to look forward to that. And I really hope you're doing well, and I hope to talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 49 of the Amarins Podcast. My name is Arthur, a gay American now living in New Zealand. And this is a special episode for Halloween. Now, I'm actually recording this on November 1st, my time, but it's still Halloween in the U.S. It's sort of appropriate in a way, because on Halloween in 1995, I boarded a plane, changed planes in Los Angeles, and flew on to Auckland, arriving here on November 2nd. Now, on the face of it, it looks like I spent 2 days in transit, but of course that's not the way it really works, because you lose a day when you cross the international date line. So it was actually only a full day, only. But, yeah, so 12 years ago today, I was in the air. Now, I did just want to take a minute to talk about Halloween in New Zealand, because there's not... It's sort of an interesting thing, really, because Halloween is essentially an American thing, which other people have tried to transplant to, well, not just New Zealand, but to other countries. Now, despite some people's best efforts over the years, Halloween just hasn't caught on in New Zealand. There are, of course, the usual persistent charges that it promotes evil, or at least the occult. But others say it's just crash commercialism, you know, stores trying to get people's money, you know, for decorations, costumes, candy, those sorts of things. But some people also call it creeping Americanism, and they reject it for that reason. Now, the religionists have never held much sway with general opinion, and they're more likely to find themselves mocked than believed here. But the anti-American sentiment also doesn't have a huge following. And even among those who do use it, what they're really objecting to is commercialism. Now, in general, people in New Zealand resist being marketed to for Halloween. And, you know, so much so that we used to have the big box retailers sending out mailers promoting Halloween sales. They'd have big displays, and even the supermarkets got into the act. But now, we have nothing more than a small ad in the local newspaper promoting a 2-hour Halloween event at a small local shopping center. And that was literally it. Now, I imagine that other areas of New Zealand are similar, but I don't know that for sure. But that's certainly the way it is here. But those big box retailers in the supermarkets have pretty much abandoned their Halloween displays, and instead, they've started putting up their Christmas decorations by mid-October. And trick-or-treating, as you know, distinct from Halloween, was never big here, and it's remained small. Some parents don't like the idea, and for the same safety reasons as parents in America, but mostly it's just not part of New Zealand culture, and kids do what kids do, and what the other kids do. And since hardly any of the kids trick-or-treat, the numbers stay small. Now, when I first arrived in New Zealand, I read in the local paper about three mothers, and I can't remember if they were American or if they'd simply spent time living there, but they were trying to foster trick-or-treating. And that's when I first started, you know, seeing these letters to the editor in the local paper from people who were moaning from the religious aspects or the creeping Americanism, which is actually, I think, the first time I'd ever heard that phrase. But as the years passed, and there were more efforts to promote the day, the anti-commercialism sentiments grew as well. And it seems to me that that's now won. Now, still, there are some people who are trying to continue to promote Halloween. And there's an article published just yesterday, and I'll put a link in the show notes for that. But overall, I think I was correct when I wrote in my blog last year that Halloween in New Zealand, and trick-or-treating in particular, may already have peaked. And in fact, I think it has. Who knows, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. In other news, the Prime Minister announced her cabinet reshuffle yesterday, and gay cabinet member Minister Chris Carter was promoted to Minister of Education, which is a very big deal because he now sits in the front row of the government MPs in the House. And he does keep his ethnic affairs portfolio, but he gives up conservation. He's a former teacher, so it's actually a good fit for him. And that's actually all I wanted to tell you today. At the beginning of this episode, I played a comment from Ramble Redhead, from RambleRedhead.com, for episode 46 primarily, and thank you for that, Tom. And I also had a comment over on the Podomatic site from Jason, the one in D.C., and that's a bit of an inside joke because he posted before and I had to email him to ask him if he was the Jason, and he is. But anyway, he said, here's some helpful hints on what to get Nigel for your 12th anniversary. Congrats, by the way. A traditional gift is silk or linen. A modern gift would be pearls. God knows how the hell people come up with this, but I found it on several lists when I Googled it, so it must be true. As to voting, I think you should be able to vote. You are still a citizen, and that's one of the rights of a citizen of the United States, is the right to vote. Here's a question. Since you've been in New Zealand, have you ever been called for jury duty? And I said, not sure those gift suggestions work for me. And then I said, that's how I feel about voting, too. No, I've never been called for jury duty, but I've known a couple of people who have been. And actually, in general, trials here tend to be much faster than in the U.S., so if you are called for all but the most complicated of trials, it's probably only going to last a week or maybe two at most. So those are the comments for episode 46. I'm going to hold off on any other comments until the Friday episode, because I do want to keep this really short. And I did want to mention something I keep forgetting to say, and that's that if you want to be on my mailing list to find out when new episodes are released, you can go to my Podomatic site, which is amarins.podomatic.com, and if you scroll down on the right, you'll see a little thing for joining my mailing list. And if you do sign up for that, you can always opt out at any time. But if you don't use a podcatcher like iTunes or some other automatic means and you want to download directly, that's a good way to find out sort of in a hurry that new episodes have been released. And also in the announcements category, I was reading on Twitter today that Chef Mark from Remarkable Palate and Remarkably Mark podcasts is going to be on the Fox Business Channel about being a personal chef on Friday, November 2nd, from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, which is Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. We don't get the Fox Business Channel here, so I won't be able to see it. And I don't know if it's available outside of the U.S. anyway. But if you're interested, check that out. And that is it for this short special edition. I'll be back tomorrow my time for my 50th episode. And it's also my 12th anniversary in New Zealand, and Nigel, my 12th anniversary as well. And if you want, you still have time to leave a quick message on my comment line, which is 206-339-8413. Or, of course, you can always leave a comment on my site, which is amarins.com. But that's it for this short special episode, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye. My home is not a-